Your words go to my head.
How about a glass of champagne now?
Or is that just the drink?
You're in the Life Lounge on the Weekend Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKS.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carolee Espy, 68 degrees. Did you ever think we'd see 68 today? It was so unbelievably hot. And then that storm came through and kind of cooled things down a little bit. And our producer, Rob, left his windows down in the back of his van. So we had to send him out and go, better go take care of that because I don't think the rain's over. Rick DiClemente is my guest. He is an astrologer. His company is Star Self. I love your newsletters.
Thank you.
I look so forward to getting your newsletters. I don't know, because it's just all sorts of, you know, it's like little short mini bites of reading of knowledge.
That's because you have Mercury in Gemini.
I like
ADHD.
ADHD. Now you
short spurts of attention.
Yeah, it's short attention span.
That's
theater.
It.
That's me.
It.
But we like it. Well, anyone that has Gemini traits, we're information junkies.
Yes.
We like we like to talk. We like to communicate.
Yes.
We love cell phones and mm-hmm. texting. And you know, I do not know a Gemini on this earth who's not interested in texting. They want to text messages and they want
to
play
send
with
messages. That's right.
We want to send all the and if you're going to get a gift for a Gemini, you pretty much get something that has to do with that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Communicate. You get them a subscription to a great magazine.
Or something that changes.
Something
that changes in your hands.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. One of my Gemini friends, I got her an hourglass,
mm-hmm.
so she can turn it over and play with it and stuff. So see, and I told her your time's not running out on you, baby. Mm-hmm. Just as soon as it looks like it's running out, flip it back over.
That's Gemini.
June 25th. What's happening?
I'll try to get through a lot of subjects quickly.
Okay.
The thing that's so critical about June 25th is that Saturn and Neptune have been opposite each other since July of 05, and they're having their final face-off. And the reason it's critical is Neptune is the part of you that's rather dreamy, idealistic, spiritual. Mm-hmm. And Saturn is the part of you that's mature and down-to-earth and just the facts, ma'am. And when these two planets collide, so to speak, you know, the unrealistic part of yourself has to face off with the realistic part. So
ouch.
People who have been living in a bubble or unrealistic for the past 2 years are running into a brick wall, which is known as Saturn, on the 25th. And people who have been sobering, you know, even including mm-hmm. getting past alcohol and drugs,
mm-hmm.
or just sobering in your life and facing their unreality and trying to sober up. Saturn works fine as long as you're trying. And these two are coming to a head on the 25th.
Okay.
Radio 1020, KDKA.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carolee Espy, 67 degrees downtown in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. And there's people still coming in. They don't care if it rained. They're coming into the city. Hey, my guest is Rick DiClemente. He's an astrologer. The name of his company is Star Self. And we're going over everybody's chart. We were just doing my husband's chart during the commercials, during the news, which is always a lot of fun to do. And we're talking about June 25th. We were just saying that we're kind of building up to this thing that, you know, if you were in a job or a relationship or something that's just not working.
Well, the key to it is if you're living in a dream world.
If you're living in a dream world.
And you keep kidding yourself, you're
right.
going to get smacked with cold, icy water to wake up.
Reality.
Yes, called reality Saturn. But if you are working to sober up, if you're working, you're trying to become more realistic, the planet will come along and help you.
And
it might
help
be
you.
Tough. Yeah, Saturn gets a real bad reputation.
I think
it really has
yeah.
a good side to it, too.
Everything
it
Saturn is restrictive and blah, 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 but it's actually a teacher.
It's also the planet that gives you matter, material. Yeah. It makes energy form and congeal into manifestation.
Huh.
That's heavy stuff.
That's heavy stuff. So, yeah. What? So what? You're going to,
like,
you know,
four syllables.
Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yes.
But I mean, so if this would actually be a very good time if you're working towards. You know, doing something substantial and real.
Yes.
and not pie in the sky stuff, but substantial and real, really working towards it. Well, a lot of people are going to be graduating.
Yes.
Is that a good time? What about a marriage around that time?
Well, I'm not so concerned about a marriage at that time, but I don't like what happens in July. Like I wrote in a newsletter we talked about last time about how people want to get married on this lucky 777. But the problem with that is Venus gets involved with it. And we have Venus, Saturn, and Neptune all combined. It's not recommended for the healthy flow of affections.
That's when, you know, that's when your mother gets drunk and throws something on the bridal's table.
Well, this is the whole marriage. You want a healthy flow of affections throughout the marriage. That's why you don't get married when Venus is frozen next to Saturn.
Once again, once again, it's a restrictive lesson, blah, blah, blah.
It indicates that one person can't give.
Ooh, okay, so I hate to tell you this, brides out there, 7707, not a good date.
Let me put a disclaimer. Okay. There can be people get married then, and it can be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, but you have to be sure, you have to check things out. For instance, when I do so many relationship charts, I get tons of questions. How's Fred do with Sally, whatever. The first thing you do before you mix the charts together is you look and see, well, can Fred have a relationship? Is he able to? Mm-hmm. Can Sally have one? Mm-hmm. Then you start to mix the two together and look at it. But a lot of people have deep-rooted self-worth issues, and they can't really exchange, and the emotions can't flow, and getting married on a day is not going to help.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you said you can do complementary charts. Yes. You can take
composite charts.
Composite charts, and you can see the two together. Right. Can you do it with kids too? Put
you
the
can
kid
do it
on
between
there?
You and your job, you and your car, you and your husband, you and your house, you and your country. Any two charts of anything. Yes, and it speaks loudly.
So we were talking about just taking rudimentary, taking the sun signs.
That's right, the sun sign. Mm-hmm.
And what they kind of mean.
Yes.
Then it's not everything, because you got to have where your moon is.
Right. If you walk in a room with 10 Libras and you talk about Libra, about 8 of those people in that room will feel that I can identify. And there'll be 2 of them going like, what, this doesn't fit me.
Yeah.
And the reason that's explained is by looking at the rest of the chart. But I think it would behoove us to talk through the signs and give people an idea about how the signs work.
Well, there's tons of Leo and Scorpios in the acting world, and there's tons of Geminis in news production, in television production, tons of Geminis in it.
And guess which ones are the most baseball players?
Which ones are the most?
I actually counted them one year.
Are the most baseball players?
What, all the baseball players, what sign is the most prevalent?
I'm going to say, well, it's not Aries. Taurus.
Libra.
Now, why in the world?
I don't know.
Would you get a baseball player being a Libra?
Well, Libras are very smart, and they're very savvy, and they're very competitive.
Wow.
They smile after they beat you, but they do smile.
And they probably, the aesthetics of baseball appeal to them much more so than the brutalness of...
Football.
Of football and basketball and all this.
Clearly Libra.
Wow.
And do you know what sign the most on the planet? Do you know what sign is the most in the population?
I'm going to say either Virgo or Scorpios. No?
A lot of lovemaking in the winter months is a clue.
Oh, so you're going to get a lot of
Virgos,
yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That's what I figured, because I know so many people have birthdays in September and October.
So it's a fun subject, isn't it?
Yeah. All these
Virgos
out there.
You and I, we could talk forever about all this stuff.
All these Virgos are out there. So Virgos kind of get the rap of being, you know, persnickety.
They're very misunderstood, and it's a very hard sign to be.
And their ruling sign is Mercury.
Yes.
Which is the communication, once again.
It's the analytical part
of Mercury. Oh, the analytical part.
The Mercury has several octaves. Mercury is the data gatherer, is the Gemini ruler. Social assessor is the Libra part.
I see.
The Virgo part is the analytical, black and white, scientific.
Pick
type.
It apart. A lot of Virgos are directors. Pain in the persnickety
Virgos
directors.
Virgos are just so darn good at everything they do.
Yeah, and they don't do anything halfway.
And they never know when to stop trying to fix something. sit down and let it be broken. Just sit down.
I wish there were more Virgo plumbers. You know,
well,
I mean,
then your plumbing would always work.
It would be perfect.
They bring the Scorpios in for plumbing problems.
Yeah, right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the rest. Okay, so far we've talked Virgo, and we've talked a little Libra.
Let's go straight through all 12.
Okay, we'll go through all 12, and you know,
do you think you and I could do something in order that might be?
No, I don't think we could. And I'll tell you what signs I can get along with.
We'll
go, and you can tell me what signs you can get along with.
I
want
to tell you a story about a roundtable I did once when I was on the radio.
Oh, I would love to hear that. Okay, we'll be back in the Life Lounge. We're talking to Rick DiClemente. We are talking boo booga booga astrology.
Sven calls it woo-woo.
A woo-woo. We're talking woo-woo here. Hey, we're all born under some sun sign. We might as well figure out what it means. And I'm here with Rick DiClemente, who's an astrologer. And his company is Star Cell. It's a wonderful newsletter that I always look forward to getting. StarSelf.com. Go to it. Check out. It's just interesting. You learn all these things about all these interesting people who were Tauruses, too. And you kind of go on the hoo-hoo side of the Tauruses.
Well, like, I put the Pope in there, too.
You put the Pope in there. Yeah, but also Ho Chi Minh, Ayatollah Khomeini, Jim Jones. Saddam Hussein, blah, blah, blah. It's just too funny. But I love your website. So we're sitting here. We're kind of going to go through some of the signs. And like if you're, you know, we were saying even if your kids are these signs, you get an idea. So we did Virgo, Libra. So should we start at Aries?
Can I do a lead-in first?
Yes, do a lead-in.
The round table.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
I had an astrology show way 100 years ago, 1982 through 84, down in the Wheeling area.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it every weekend for 2.5 hours. And it was really tough, very tough. Back then, you did it on paper, no computer.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Anyhow, you take 1 minute, sketch the chart, come back, you're on the air, start reading. But anyhow, one day I got tired of doing it all the time. And I opened up a contest and asked people to send in postcards with your birthday. And I would pick 12 people to do a round table for 2.5 hours. So I get 6 cards for Cancer, and I picked neutrally which Cancer was the most Cancer-like. So I ended up with 12 people, and myself and the engineer, 14 of us, sitting in
And they're
in
all different
room.
Signs?
Yeah, okay. One of each sign. We sat in a room, and for 2.5 hours, we talked about ourselves, and, you know, hey, Cancer, what do you think of Leo? Hey, Leo, what do you think?
Oh,
it was fun
how
because
funny.
We went around a circle, and we talked about, each of us took a turn. Aries is wonderful because, and we all said why, and Aries is a pain in the behind because of why.
Well, that was a long discussion.
That took forever.
All the Aries out there. What do you mean?
And we thought of nothing negative about Cancer because they're all wonderful.
Because they cry if you say something negative.
And they
negative.
Started crying in box of tissue. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. So I thought, you know, I've done a lot of workshops with people. And people like to hear about the sun sign because they don't know exactly what makes things tick. So I thought
like
it might
to
be
talk
fun.
About themselves.
Let's talk about children if you're raising an Aries. Oh. You're raising an Aries.
I'm raising an Aries. He's very Aries unlike.
He's very Aries unlike.
Yeah.
Okay, what is Aries like?
Well, I mean, he's not as...
Can I interview you?
Yes, you can interview me. Oh, most Aries that I know. Okay, let me just... Aries women.
Yes.
Okay, I find very difficult to be around.
And they can be.
And they... Yeah, yes, they're very... They're forceful. They're blunt.
But you know how
forceful.
You deal with them?
What?
You fight. They don't want namby-pamby stuff. You got something to say, say it, get it over, and they're over it within minutes.
Yeah.
But Aries people are very direct. They don't want to be slowed down. They want to live in here and now. Right. Let's get on with things. Let's get moving. They don't
now,
like
he's industrious, and I see that.
Well, we'll
Aries
see
are
that
very
in
industrious.
The rest of this chart. Yeah. But when you have Aries kids, one thing that's very unusual, you do not caution them.
Oh, wow.
Now, if they're on the cliff of the Grand Canyon, I would caution them.
Okay.
Why? But in general, you don't caution them. They don't learn that way. Cancer moms caution everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because Aries learn by instinct. They don't learn by being cautioned. And you don't want to make them uptight. They need to go by their instincts.
Okay.
And they bump their head a lot. They literally do. So that's what you do with Aries, is you encourage them. You allow them to challenge themselves. That's the secret to an Aries.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about everybody's secret.
Okay.
That's the secret to Aries.
To Aries.
Allow them to challenge themselves. Give them a lot of attention.
And hide the liquor.
Hide the liquor.
Hide the liquor because they like to drink.
Now, you tell me what Taurus likes. What are they like?
Taurus. Well, see, I think
green
the male
like,
and females are very different in how they are. I think Taurus men, very methodical.
Yes.
If you're going to do the alphabet through a Taurus
that's every
single
that's
letter
right.
from A
Don't
to Z.
Don't miss one.
Very stubborn.
Yes.
Very loyal.
Yes.
Okay.
They like this thing shaped like an S, and it's a green.
Yeah.
It's got a line through it.
They like sex?
Money.
Oh, money. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say,
not a Taurus.
What's your mind
not a Taurus,
on?
Man. They like money. They like...
Taurus really, like sex?
Very methodical. Well, the females like sex more than males do.
Well, how do you know that?
I think the females are a lot more earthy than the males are.
Oh, now, I don't know. Talk to Michael Moore.
Michael Moore is a Taurus?
Yeah, he's a Taurus.
Yeah, well, he looks like a guy who doesn't sex. Have you ever looked at him?
He looks like a Taurus.
He looks like a guy who likes money.
And
very methodical, blah, blah, blah. But the female Tauruses are very earthy.
The male just doesn't want
to have
earthy. To move or do something.
They're pretty organized. They also are methodical.
Okay, the secret to a Taurus is leave them alone. They want stability. They want
stability.
Archie Bunker's chair is Taurus.
Oh, I see.
This is my chair.
Yes.
I don't need another chair. I'll be here for 100 years.
Right, I'll duct tape it.
They like stability.
It's
my chair. Don't touch it. Don't move it. And they need earthy security. Like Cancer's secret, we'll get to that as similar.
Okay.
But Taurus is down to earth.
Okay, now Gemini.
Do you have a cheat sheet?
No, I'm writing it down.
You cannot cheat.
I'm not cheating. I'm writing it down on your newsletter.
Okay.
See, I'm writing down the next
one.
See if I can remember.
These in order.
Yes,
okay.
I do have to do.
Gemini, the key to them is what? You should know that.
They like to talk. They like mental stimulation.
Yes.
A Gemini woman or male will be attracted to a woman because of their mind.
Yeah.
More so than anything else. They have to be mentally stimulated.
Intrigue.
Yes. And they love their news junkies.
I have a good friend listening who has four or five friends, and they're all Geminis.
Yep.
And they've been friends ever since childhood, and they exchange tapes, and they exchange articles, and they exchange videotapes, and internet and messages, and blah, 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 blah. They're butterflies, and they need to fly around, flit around. You need to leave them alone. You see, every sign of the zodiac needs to be left alone.
I see a pattern here.
You see the pattern.
But I mean,
except the Pisces. They don't care. You can walk on them, and it's
all right. But Geminis are also, you have to be, they have a duality to them, so you got to be a little careful. Especially, okay, I think Gemini men are the most difficult of the entire zodiac. I think
disagree.
You have to be careful about them cheating.
I think Gemini women are the toughest.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I love Gemini women. I have so much fun with them because they're chatty,
chatty
Cathys.
Well, my dear, we differ. We differ.
So what's tough about Gemini women?
You never know who's there.
Oh, you never know which one you're getting, Gemini.
I used to walk in my house, my mother, June 1st, and I would look left. Is Gemini 1 here or Mother 2 here? Which one is here?
Isn't it funny? The signs of our mothers are the ones that are the toughest for us.
That's kind of funny.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Anyhow, Geminis, it's the one sign that I don't understand yet. I'm still working on after 29 years.
Well, they're
because I don't know why the
mystique.
Twins. I don't know why. I don't know why the twins. I got some clues. I'm still working.
Why the duality?
Yeah, I'll let you know when I figure it out.
Well, because there's a duality in everything.
That's too easy of an answer.
Is it?
Anyhow, Geminis, they want to be left alone, and their key is they want variety.
And they do.
And they're like nailing Jell-O to the wall. You cannot nail them down.
You're so right about that. Right. But if you keep them mentally, if you keep them curious, you're going to be okay. You got to keep them guessing. Because the moment they figure out, bored.
Exactly. Gone. Right.
Okay. Pisces.
No, you tell me. Cancer's next. You tell me.
Oh, Cancer's
next.
Because we miss Pisces somehow. Or no, it was before our
Pisces
Aries.
Pisces is last.
Okay. Cancer. Okay.
What do they need?
Now, that's supposed to be my sign. I think it's such a whiny sign.
I'll hold your baby doll.
They're the nurturing homebody who gets their feelings hurt and crawls into their shell.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada.
But
and I read it and just go, ugh.
But thank God for that sign, because that's the sign we all go to at Christmas time. We go see mom. We go see grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken soup. The hearth. The family. And the soul level of Cancer is where the heart opens up and people feel. So it's a very delicate sign. You can even see it in Robin Williams.
You
can see the little kid in him.
Yes, you can.
You can even see it in our widow president, too.
Yeah,
He's a widow Cancer.
He is.
Yes.
So isn't our country a Cancer?
Our country is a widow Cancer, too.
Our country is a widow Cancer. Okay.
I'm going to talk about that in July.
All right, so.
So cancers need
Cancer men. Tell me about cancer men.
They need emotional security.
That's true.
That's what they need.
But it's so whiny. I mean, I read it and I just go, every time I read the Cancer, I can't stand.
That's because you're Leo. You're Mars and Leo.
My Mars and Leo, okay.
And you're Scorpio rising. You don't like the whiny stuff.
At a Scorpio rising.
Are you telling me your moon in Aries isn't whiny?
Moon in Aries?
Is your moon in Aries whiny?
No, my Cancer's whiny.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I can get a good whine on. Absolutely.
What do you sound like when you whine?
I don't sound whiny. I sound critical.
Ooh, that's not whiny.
That's not whiny, but it's my way to whine. It's my way to whine. You got a problem with that?
No.
This is my way to whine. I think I probably get hypercritical.
That's Mercury and Gemini.
That's the Mercury and Gemini. But whiny, I don't like to and when I find myself complaining.
Yeah.
You know, and I was saying earlier, poor Rick Bergman, when I came in tonight, he was doing his show and he said, "How are you?" And I launched into the last 2 weeks, which we have to talk about the last 2 weeks, how weird it was.
That's right.
And the last 2 weeks, all this weird, horrible stuff happened. Mm-hmm. And I told him everything. And he just was kind of looking at me like, "Wow, I just meant, you know, superficially, how are you?" You know, I didn't mean like I really want to know. And I finally said to him, "You asked."
That's right.
You asked.
And you got it.
And I hated the fact that, and as soon as he walked out, I went, "Oh, I feel so bad that I did that."
Yeah.
That I unloaded, because I actually think it's rude to unload.
You know what I think happened the last 2 weeks? Real simple.
What?
I think all the stuff we've been fearing for a couple of years that could blow apart did.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those,
That can be good if you wanted it to.
I could feel it. I just had deja vu, by the way. I had a deja vu here in the studio with you.
Cool.
But
rhymes.
But I was riding about my car and there were just accidents like almost happening right in front of me.
Yes, yes.
I mean, really bizarre. People were driving like as if they were in a video game. And it was the strangest thing. And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, an accident, you know, and I had to be really careful. And here it was in the car. It was me falling off my front steps. I just woke up and I always go outside and look at the birds and check out to see if, you know, how many things the deer ate. And so I walk about the garden and I took my first step off of the porch and my foot got caught in this indoor-outdoor carpet that we just ripped up today. We got rid of it because that will not happen again. And I went face first onto the asphalt. And, you know, a fall shakes you up.
Yes, it does.
Because your whole body goes tense.
That is Uranus.
And the rest of the day, you feel sore.
Mm.
You feel like you've been hit by a car or something and all you did was fall on asphalt. And it was only two steps.
What date was that?
Is that Wednesday?
Of this week?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look at the plans.
Was it Wednesday? It might have been Wednesday.
We'll examine it.
All I know is it I hurt my hands and I couldn't golf.
I'll give you a full report.
I'm mad. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Rick DiClemente. We're moving through these signs.
Yes, we are.
What's the next one? Is Leo. Ooh.
The most important one's next, Leo.
That's my sister, the Leo. And I'll tell you exactly what a Leo is. I know all about them Leos. Okay. We'll be back in a moment on KDK.
Hello. Okay. Honey, your life is on the line.
You're on the Life Lounge with Carol Lee Espy on the Weekend Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Good day, sir or madam.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee Espy. Downtown Pittsburgh, 67 degrees. Had a little rain. I don't know if it's raining out there or not. I forgot to even listen to the weather. Weather came and went.
I've been on three times. It's rained every time.
And we did. See? What's going on?
I'm bringing you with me.
Rick DiClemente is here. He is starself.com. He is an astrologer. And we're whipping through these. We're whipping through the. And then we have to talk about KDKA's chart because I'm very interested in that.
Now we're on your favorite sign.
We're on Leo. Now, Leo. Well, Leo is actually a great sign, but
all
it can also.
All signs are great.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Well, Leo will say, my sign's the greatest.
It is a great sign.
It's a sun sign. It's the father figure. It's the teacher.
It is not the father figure.
It is a father.
It is not a father.
It's not a father.
Figure.
You
Capricorn.
Are. Capricorn's the father.
Leo's the lion roaring in the jungle.
Leo's the lion roaring in the jungle.
Right.
Leo is the lion roaring in the jungle. And it's also that they are leaders, teachers, coaches.
But why do they roar? That's the question.
Because it's a sun sign?
No.
No. Because it...
Because it just came out of wussy cancer.
Oh! and now thank it, you for that.
And, well, you said it
just
yourself.
Just came out of wussy
you
cancer.
Said it yourself,
right. And they're
and
so excited
soul,
to be free.
Says, okay, now I've got to...
Wussy. Devi-
didn't you imply wussiness?
Yes, I did. Yes. I disown my sign. I refuse to be
you
a cancer.
You cannot disown
my mother
your
used
sign.
To say all the time, I am not a Capricorn, I'm an Aquarian.
We're going
to
take your cancer card from you.
You take my cancer card.
Okay.
So Leo just got out of wussy cancer.
And because the soul at the Leo stage is about developing confidence. And how do you develop confidence other than roaring? And
yes. Each,
here's an interesting one. Every sign reacts strongly against the sign before it. So it looks back at Cancer and it says, quit being so wussy. You got to say something, say it. Express
yes.
yourself.
Yes.
You know, sing, express yourself, and give me that limelight. And I will use the limelight to grow in confidence. So that's why Leo needs an audience. But the biggest thing Leo needs is one word, and Aretha Franklin sang all about it.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's it.
Well, yeah, and they put them. They are in positions where they want respect
yes, they,
as a teacher,
they,
a coach.
They must have
yes.
respect.
Yes,
they
and they are, and they are bossy.
They can be.
They're bossy.
They can be.
My sister's a Leo, and she's bossy.
Well, they can be, and your sister is.
And they and here's what they do. Here's a Cancer. Here's a typical Cancer at a party. No. I mean, a typical Leo. I'm sorry. Typical you, Leo at a party. You. This is what the Leo does. Leo wants to leave.
Uh-oh.
All right? But Leo's with like five people, and you're all in the same car. Here's what Leo goes. You guys want to stay? Yeah, we're having a good time. I'm leaving. I'm going. They don't even say, do you want to, you know, go or I'm going. And they imply wherever they're going is infinitely better.
We are the world.
Than
they
where
are
you
the
are.
World.
Yes. Than where you are. However, they make wonderful, they can, my father's nickname for my sister is the cruise director. He goes, well, the cruise directors, you know, it's because she is. She's organizing everything. Here's how it's going to be. And this is the way it's going to be.
Leo,
which
has,
is great if you don't like to organize stuff.
Leo has the biggest trap in the zodiac, in my opinion.
The biggest trap?
Each sign has a trap.
Okay.
And my belief is if you fall in the Leo trap, it's the biggest one of all.
And what's that?
And that's where they believe their own story. Like Barry Bonds. Barry
yeah.
Bonds. He's
perfect.
Not wrong. It's all you guys out there.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's everybody in the world. Well, he even yeah. says, are you jealous? What's wrong?
Yeah, legend okay. in their own mind.
Legend in their own mind. But if you get a Leo who gets past that stuff, they can be absolutely marvelous people.
Oh, they will be some of the best teachers you will ever have.
My
the
son
best
is
coach.
Listening. I have to say nice things.
Oh, your son's a yes. Leo. They will be yes. the best coach you've ever had, the best leader.
They're magnanimous.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, they are. They're generous to a fault.
You can sense it in Robert
yeah.
Redford. You can
yes.
sense that
yes.
big bigness in him.
Yes, generous,
you can also
giving.
Sense the other type, which is in Madonna.
Yeah, she's a Leo.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She's the one with the bottomless pit of attention.
Yes, yes. She's,
I will keep
one.
Changing. Let's talk about Virgo.
Virgo.
So Leo needs respect.
And I love that whole thing that sign looks back
oh,
on
yeah.
the other
now,
sign.
Now Virgo looks back at Leo and says what?
You ain't all that.
Get that lampshade off your head.
Get that lampshade off. Don't you have
that's
any?
Right.
Don't you have any self-respect?
That's exactly right.
Yes,
that's right.
Now Virgos,
very misunderstood.
Okay, we talked about Virgos that they're just persnickety and blah
yes.
blah blah, but they're really the best at they'd be the absolute best that they can possibly be.
But
at
why?
Things.
Why are they the virgin? It's not sexual. Why? I'm making you
I
think.
No, why are they the virgin? Because it's all new.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, because the first six signs are about the self being put together. The last seven signs are about, or last six signs are about the self plus others. So in the Virgo state, the Virgo senses Libra, which is critical, which is next.
Yes.
Because Cinderella is going to go to the ball and meet people.
Yes.
So in the Virgo state, you know, what's Cinderella going to do? She just finds out she's going to the ball. She's going to shine up, going to cut her hair, get a clean
yeah.
dress, crease her pants. You know, everything's going to look perfect.
She's going to crease her pants.
I don't know what that is. Okay?
I love that.
You got to get it together.
Get the
That's
tiara
why Virgo,
on.
Virgo is
yes.
about no more whining.
No more whining. Yes.
Get
yes.
it together.
Yes.
Because we're going.
Snap out of it.
We're going to the world, and you're going to be self-made, and there are any excuses to get back on the horse and quit whining.
Nice.
So Virgos are all about perfection, and that's why. You just got to
yeah.
tell them sometimes, quit fixing stuff.
Nice. Yeah, sometimes you do.
Quit fixing stuff.
Yeah.
I want it broken.
They all own a level. Yes. All Virgos have a level, and everything that they do, they put the level on it, and that bubble better be in the middle.
And they're on the level, aren't they?
Yeah, they all own a level or some measuring device to make sure that this thing is totally level
perfect.
Or straight.
And they need to be respected for their work skill.
Yes.
Okay.
I got that. Yeah, I get that. Okay, so after the Virgo is Libra, which is Libra are the, they appreciate beauty. They want peace. They want harmony. They're all constantly, they are non-confrontational. They are the peacemakers. And they also cannot make a decision to save their lives.
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
Okay.
But they're very sociable.
They're extremely social. And the thing about Libra is the scales is not really about balance. That's secondary. The thing about the scales is about comparison. So the soul now is relating to others. You go to the party, you're out with people. So you have a big house, I have a small house. You're wearing blue, I'm wearing red. This is why Libras are so socially aware. You see, that's what's underneath
comparison. Them. That's the competitiveness of a Libra.
Well,
too.
It can become.
Yeah.
You know, like all 12 signs can use their energy wrongly or rightly. Mm-hmm. But Libra is all about assessing, and they're so socially smart.
I love Libras.
Savvy and smart.
Yeah.
And what do they need? They need partnership. Mm-hmm. Just like Lennon McCartney, Simon Garfunkel, they need partnership sounding board.
Yes, they
get their identity through their partner.
My husband's a Libra, but I don't think he gets his identity through me. Yeah. That'd be a little scary for him. I tell you. Okay, Scorpio. This is my rising sign, and Scorpio gets a bad rap because they always think Scorpios are like dark and undermining, all this kind of stuff. They are sharp as a tack. They have great wit.
Yeah.
You tell a Scorpio a secret, it will never be revealed.
Never.
They are very good. I think they're good with money. I think Scorpios
are good with your money.
Good with my money.
And money.
They have great. Scorpios.
Spiro Agnew was good with everybody.
Scorpios have great magnetism.
Oh, my God, yes.
Great magnetism. They make wonderful actors.
Richard Burton.
You know, I do have to tell this, then we have to go to break, but my mother and my stepfather used to argue about, they would get, actually, and this is like not unusual for people of their age, okay? These were people who were, you know, they're basically in their 80s, 70s, late 70s and 80s right now. They would argue about their ethnic background was part of the argument.
Yes.
And so my stepfather would say to my mother things like, what do the Italians ever give us? And of course, my mother would rattle off, Michelangelo, you idiot! Mm-hmm. And then she'd say, what did the Welsh ever give us? Which he was Welsh.
Tom Jones.
And she said, Richard Burton and cheese.
Cheese.
That was the big fight. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Rick DiClemente to discuss. We've got still a couple more to get through, and then we got to get to the KDKA chart before 11. Are we going to do it?
Okay. We'll stretch time.
Okay, we're going to... The time continuum. We'll be back in a moment.
There are signs of life in Pittsburgh, after all.
Everybody's in a slouch.
You're in the Life Lounge.
Everybody's in a slouch.
With Carol Lee Espy on the Weekend Voice of Pittsburgh.
Everybody's in a slouch.
News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Everybody's in a slouch.
All right, everybody's lounging. The Life Lounge.
I'm relaxed.
Rick DiClemente is here. He is an astrologer. So I want to say par excellence, but that sounds like par excellence.
Sounds French.
It sounds French. His website is starself.com. Check out the newsletters. They're one of my favorite things that I get in the news. And I just really... You do an excellent job. And then you do the logic between the 12 houses. Wow. Okay, we won't even get into that. So we're going through the signs. We've just talked Scorpio. And then
yes, we didn't quite finish with Scorpio. What I call Scorpio is, you'll like this, sounds like a bumper sticker, it's the urge to merge.
Yes.
It is. It's the higher octave of Libra, where you really want to merge with the other intensely, which is why Photoplay went on for months and months talking about Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
It's all daytime TV.
Yeah.
Sex and lust. and the urge to merge. But it's that desire. It's the number one subject in my office, which is love and relationships.
Yeah.
And it's about becoming one with the other. So the Scorpio walks that fine line between you and me, baby, and we turn into something great versus me devouring you.
So that's why they get the bad reputation.
So then the highest octave of relationships is the next sign, which is Sagittarius, who looks back at Scorpio and says, oh my God, let's chill out and have some fun because it's too intense.
Yes.
Scorpio. So Sag is all about fun, and they've transcended individual relationships. Now it's relationships between you and the world.
Well, Sages are, I feel that most Sages that I know, that somewhere in the middle of our conversation, I have to say, hello.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. That's
Earth
true.
Earth to Saggy.
Yeah, because they're moving on.
And they also, they're very tender hearts, and they do get their hearts hurt and easily. And
That's not a well-known fact, but that's true.
Yeah.
But they're very fun-loving, and the epitome of Sag is Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And what he has done.
Sages are like, la, 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 la.
Well, it's just fun, and let the fireworks travel out, bring the family, and let's just grow.
Yeah. And shouldn't this be about fun?
Yeah, and the greatest sign in the world is the next sign.
Oh, yeah, because?
Because
it's your sign.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Capricorn and the last three signs are all about the world. It's all about the goat climbing to the top of the mountain. Capricorn looks back at the Sag and says, oh, come on now. You promise, not deliver.
Yeah.
So you got a very dependable sign next to a sign that can be different. And Capricorn is, Capricorn gets a very bad rap. It's a very advanced sign. But it's very serious.
Listen to this.
It is true.
Of course, the Capricorn would be saying this.
Well,
nee, nee, nee.
Okay, this is a terrible, awful sign. We're going to hide with the cancers.
Okay, so Capricorn.
We're going in the cave and hide with the cancers under the rock. Capricorn is very willing to stay inside the box, to find duty and responsibility.
It's
the father of the zodiac, and it's the Sirius sign. And as they grow older, they get younger. So the Sag has to have fun, and the Capricorn.
That's true.
The Capricorn has to have position and status.
Yes.
And the main thing Capricorn needs is to belong.
Hmm, that's interesting.
To belong.
Huh.
So you ostracize a Capricorn, you can do no more harm to them than to ostracize
That is them. So true.
It is true.
That is so true, and they will not forget it.
We didn't talk about Scorpio.
They won't forget
Scorpio
that.
Scorpio needs sex.
Yes, we said that. Urge
it's
to merge.
Not just sex. Any patch is passion.
Passion, yeah.
So that's
yeah.
Capricorn. And then the next sign comes along, and it's Aquarius, because we're trying to get the Katie Kay's chart. Aquarius is 11th, and Aquarius is all about the total man who is kind of perfected in Capricorn, but has lost himself because he's so duty-bound. He volunteered to become such a good citizen, he lost his individuality. So that's why Aquarius is all about regaining and recovering and defending individuality.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Now, I always thought that Aquarian women were pretty flaky.
They can be flaky, but
and
they're
Aquarian
wonderful
men
clients.
Are,
they're brilliant.
They're brilliant. And then Aquarian men are very good business people.
Boy, they're hard to figure, Aquarian men.
You think,
hard to figure. Brilliant, but
yeah, but distant. They are.
Distant. And you can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't figure them out, and they don't care if you figure them out or not. They're just
they're not,
own drummer, and that's it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But most Aquarian women that I know are artists.
Is that right?
They're in the arts.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They are free spirits, and they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
And another name for Aquarius is paradox.
Paradox, yes.
Right. And what do they need? They need freedom.
Leads us
with the last sign, your favorite sign.
Pisces.
The ultimate sign, Pisces.
Pisces.
Yes. 12th and final sign.
Well, Pisces, I know a lot of people with Pisces moons.
Me?
Pisces are, they're the writers.
They're writers and they're dreamers.
Yes, they are. Oh, dreamers.
George Harrison. What did Harrison do to the Beatles? He was the dreamer.
He was the dreamer. He took them to India.
He was the soul. He was the connection to Maharishi, etc.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Pisces is about the non-self. Pisces is the state where, look, you guys had 11 chances to get it together. And the best you could do is Aquarius, and we still aren't there yet. And there, of course, is going back to your source.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Pisces is about the problem is the self itself.
Mm-hmm.
So Pisces is about the non-self or being selfless. And they have to watch it, because if you're too selfless, you get walked on.
Yeah. But most Pisces that I know, now I know mostly men Pisces, they're pretty optimistic people. Would that be a... Is that the dreamer?
Well, I think that I would use a different word, but I see your point.
You say deluded.
The thing about Pisces, they have belief.
Belief.
They have belief in the flow. Like, it'll work out. It'll work out.
Yeah.
Let it be. I know you're trampling on me. I know you stole my money and all
but
my pipes
yeah,
are
know.
Leaking, but it'll work out.
It'll work out. Yeah. That's Pisces.
It's a beautiful sign.
They do. They do the flow very well.
Yes, they are the flow.
Yes. That is exactly how to describe that.
I got a famous story real quickly.
Go ahead.
In college, a Pisces woman I was dating came to make me spaghetti. She went in the kitchen, put the water on. Normal day, she's making spaghetti,
mm-hmm.
right? She said, I'll be back in a minute. I saw her a month later. The wind just blew her away.
Just blew her away. She said, oh, what happened?
She came back a month later.
And did you say, how is that?
I said, the spaghetti was good, a little bit overdone.
And she didn't even like, what?
She didn't remember.
I know what? Okay, let's take a quick break. And then when we get back, we've gone through them all. Did we yeah, because we did Aries. When we come back, we're going to talk about KDKA's sign, which
yes.
is Aquarius, you said.
KDKA is Scorpio.
Scorpio.
November 2nd, 1920.
Scorpio.
Which is the birth.
But that's why I like it.
That's the birth of all commercial radio.
Yeah. That's it, baby.
This is it.
So they're good with your money. And you're saying, I love that one. That's pretty
funny. Not my money, your money.
Not money. Yeah, not my money, your money. So, okay, that's interesting to know that the KDK is a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go through the sign because there's some changes we see. Some stuff going around and around and around. And I want to know before I get called in.
Before they get your money.
Before they call me and say, I'm going to have that meeting. I'm going to have a meeting about Life Lounge. Hey, we'll be back in a moment with Rick DeClemente and see if we can get this off before we have to go to news. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee Espy, and we are quickly, we have like 2 minutes to talk about KDKA's chart.
Okay, the thing that's amazing about KDKA's chart, as I see it, November 2nd, 1920, and it even says the time at 6 o'clock in the evening when they went on the air. That's the birth of commercial radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's incredible about that is that Uranus is in very early Pisces, and since 2003 in March, Uranus has returned from whence it started, and symbolically, that to me is a major, major change. Get with the new age. Shocking new energies, and I think that is evidenced by the birth of XM radio and Sirius radio and the challenges that come from the internet and all that. I think that's the new age we're living with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I saw in KDK's chart, Saturn is in Virgo. So coming in September, when Saturn goes back into Virgo, we're going to talk a lot about that later on, you're going to see very real changes come in September. You know,
in September.
We've
here.
Talked about things. We've implemented new changes. We've radically changed things, which is the Uranus stuff. Now in September, we're going to start talking about, okay, we're going to really nail it down now. We're going to get lean and mean.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to work longer hours for a lot less money.
Thank you for the warning.
I'm kidding you.
But there's something's going to happen. Hey, we're heading into the news. When we come back from the news, we have a klezmer band here tonight.
A klezmer.
Eastern Watershed is coming on. They're out there warming up. We can hear them through the door.
Well, I'm going to vacate quickly so they can get in here.
They get in and they got tuba and everything. I'm so excited.
I do want to give them my phone number in case somebody would like to call.
Oh, yes, please.
Please do. 724-622-8079.
And Rick will do charts for you and help interpret that chart.
All that stuff. Thank you for having me on.
We'll see you again soon.
Enjoy your poster.
Bye-bye.